I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really well, thank you. My first question on this story is Sean Penn's being called a gonzo journalist. What does that mean?
Well, your listeners will recall Hunter S. Thompson, and Hunter S. Thompson famously wrote what was called gonzo journalism for Rolling Stone and other publications. And it kind of the idea that you are the story, in a sense, that you... It's a method of, in essence, stream of consciousness writing almost, where you live within the story and write down every detail, and it's sort of about the story becomes the story of the getting the story. And, you know, Sean Penn's gonzo journalism, such as it is another word for it would be absolutely flatulent journalism, because it's one of the worst pieces I've ever written, ever read. It's a massively long 10,600 word piece, which spends a long time to get to the point of why we're reading it. Of course, you know why you're reading it, because it has so much publicity, but if you didn't know that, you'd be thinking, what is this man on?
Yeah.
And he's probably, you know, been, you know, enjoying himself a little bit too much, Sean Penn. But anyway, look, it's a kind of style of journalism, you know, famously, you know, Hunter S. Thompson, if you want to read some good gonzo journalism, read Hunter S. at going to the Kentucky Derby. That's a fantastic story. Or Hunter S. talking about being with the Hells Angels, both fantastic examples of the idea. This is not one. And the great crime here isn't so much a crime against law enforcement. I think it's a crime against journalism.
Despite the quality of the writing, do you think it was ethical for Rolling Stone to publish a story on this fugitive?
Yeah, look, I don't think... well, there's two ways of looking at that. I mean, journalists have, over centuries, interviewed people who are on the other side of the law, and it's not the journalist's job to dob in. I mean, journalism isn't an arm of law enforcement.
Mm.
So I think that's relatively clear, that he was entitled to go and speak to El Chapo. I don't think he had to, you know, hey, he's over here kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that they gave a lot of undertakings to El Chapo, and I'm sort of more interested in two things around that in terms of the journalism. One was, it's a really soft piece.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this guy is a drug lord, has been implicated in loads of murders and kidnaps and what have you. And yet, Sean Penn kind of sort of doesn't really kind of quiz him too much on that and sort of almost takes his word for it. I think there's a point where he says he's, you know, El Chapo says, I've only done things like that in self-defense. And that's not challenged, or we're not given a alternate view. The piece would benefit from some journalism, and that brings me to the bigger point, which is it would have been really great if Rolling Stone had sent a journalist to do the job rather than Sean Penn. And Sean Penn's a terrific actor. He's given us all some amazing moments on film, and I'm sure you will continue to do so. I reckon he should stick to his day job.
So do you think, you sort of alluded to it there, that in a way you sort of romanticised El Chapo's sort of lifestyle and the crimes he sort of committed over the years?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it does in some way romanticize it. I mean, it sort of says that it becomes this sort of, the way it's written is this sort of journey into the heart of darkness. It's sort of trying to be Conrad, you know, various things like that. It sort of doesn't really sit down and go, right, mate, so you've killed all these people. This is the impact of drugs in the United States. These are the people who died. You know, all those sorts of tough questions you'd want to ask someone who was an actual drug lord are not really answered. I mean, Sean Penn nails his colors pretty close to the mast anyway, because at the beginning of the piece, he says, you know, that the war on drugs in the United States hasn't worked. And, that, you know, that's an interesting debate. And actually, in a way, it'd be a good debate to have with El Chapo.
Mm.
But we don't really get to that point. He sort of makes that statement in the piece, and then we're back in the forest, and, you know, it's all very romantic, as you say. So it's an interesting piece. I tell you, just back on the law enforcement thing,
mm-hmm.
I noticed, and this may be a bit of post-factum sort of justification, but I noticed the Mexican Attorney General has been saying the last day or so that the contact between Sean Penn and El Chapo and the Mexican actress, Kate de Castillo, actually helped them track down El Chapo. So Now, whether they were monitoring her phone, I think that's the suggestion that they were monitoring her because she was known to be a bit sympathetic to him. She had tweeted a couple of things about El Chapo, which weren't quite sympathetic. So it's quite possible that unwittingly, Sean Penn did help the Mexicans capture him.
He's an accidental hero. Okay, we'll leave it there. Professor Peter Frey, thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.
Great pleasure.